Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about liposuction and detoxification. Now, we wonder, what do they have to do with each other? But actually, the proper liposuction is about the best detox you can do for your body. You see, liposuction clears your body of fat cells. You know, the fat cells that you have when you turn puberty, whatever fat cells you have in your body will always be in your body. All you can do is add fat cells to it. So if you gain weight as you grow older, you'll gain fat cells. But do you know that when you lose weight, all that happens is your fat cells shrink. They don't decrease, they just shrink in size. And when you gain weight, your fat cells increase in size, and you may get additional fat cells when you gain weight. So why are we talking about detox and liposuction? Well, let's first talk about detoxification. You know, in life, everything is about energy. And the more energy you develop in your body, the more toxins you develop in your body. For instance, let's say that you would go to camping. And when you go camping, it's cold. So what do? You want to start a fire. So you get some logs together, and then you'll light the logs. Well, the logs will be considered your raw materials, what you put into your mouth. And when you light the logs, that would be a chemical reaction that your enzymes in your body initiate. And once that happens, the chemical reaction of the logs produces a product. The product they produce would be considered heat. At the other end of the spectrum would be smoke, the toxins. If you wanted more heat, you'd make a bigger fire. Hence, you'd get more heat and therefore more smoke or detox or toxins. So in general, the person that generates the most power also generates the most toxins. So if you're an athlete out there, if you run, jump, skips, you do all the exercise in the world, you are producing more energy than the couch potato. In the same token, you're producing more toxins than the couch potato. And because of that, your body has more toxins than that person does. Well, you know, I want you to think about this. A jet plane produces a lot of power, but it also produces a lot of toxins. A Maserati, same thing, lots of power, lots of toxins. You know, when you look at the Indy 500, the car that wins the race has the best pit crew. What do the pit crew do? The pit crew detoxifies the car. They change the tires, they change the oil, they make the car run better, so they detox the car. And the pit crew that does it the best in the shortest amount of time usually has the winning car. So in life, when we generate power, we also generate toxins. And so for you to be optimal, you need to generate a lot of power and get rid of the toxins. You know, if you had a car that needs a tune-up, would you give your car premium fuel or would you tune it up first? Well, you tune it up first, because if you gave your car premium fuel, you'll be wasting money because the car will still be sluggish. If you moved into an old house with lots of junk in it, do you put your new furniture in first or do you clean the house first? You clean first, then you put your new stuff in. In the same token, in your body, if you're going to put good food into a toxic body, you're wasting your time. It's like putting good food into a cesspool. No point in doing that. So in general, you need to detox your body first before you give your body great nutrition. Now, detox. You know, we all detox. When you shower, you detox your skin. That's why you feel great. When you wash your hair, you detox your hair so you feel great. When you brush your teeth, you detox your mouth. When you have a bowel movement, you detox your colon. When you urinate, you detox your bladder. When you breathe, you detox your lungs. So your body is always detoxing. And, you know, for those of you who don't understand, detox means cleaning things from the body that does not belong there, things that causes the body harm. And if you don't remove from the body will die. So detox is a way of removing toxins from your body. You know, you think showering removes dirt from your skin. Well, if you didn't shower after a while, your skin will die because the toxins on the skin would make your skin get worse and worse, and you'll get sick from that. If you did not breathe out carbon dioxide, you would die of carbon dioxide poisoning. And so in general, you know, people have died because they've not been able to have bowel movement. But when you don't have a bowel movement, your colon is full of toxins, and then you get sick and you eventually die. So toxins in your body is very, very bad for you. Now, we always think of toxins as being heavy metals, but it's much more than that. Toxins come from the clothes you wear, the lotions you put on your body, the deodorant you put on, the jewelry you wear, the things in the ear. But all of that pales in comparison to the majority of toxins, which comes from chemical reactions. Chemical reactions, every second in your body, there are thousands of chemical reactions. All chemical reactions are two products come together and an enzyme ignites them, and they produce a new, different product. That's what a chemical reaction is. When you eat food and you break down starch or carbohydrates into sugar, that's because of an enzyme that catalyzes a chemical reaction. When you break down proteins into amino acid, those are chemical reactions. So everything in your body is about chemical reaction, and every chemical reaction produces a product and a toxin. So that's why you build up toxins from the majority from chemical reactions in your body. Now, you know, we talk a lot of time, people have infection, they can get toxicemia, or they die of sepsis. What does that mean? It means that in their body, there's a lot of bacterial or viral or fungal infection going on, and your body is fighting a war with them. And during the war, there's a lot of dead bodies out there. You know, if you have a pimple on your face and you squeeze a pimple, we say that you squeeze out the pus, that white stuff that comes out of the pimple. But what's in that white stuff? In that white stuff is dead bacteria and dead immune cells. That's the carnage of the war. That's the carnage of the inflammation. So inflammation creates toxins. Now, when you squeeze the pimple and you get rid of the pus, guess what? The pimple heals up quickly because you've gotten rid of the toxins. When you twist your ankle and it swells up, that is inflammation. All it means is in that area, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of the blood has seeped out of it, the blood vessels, and it's all over the place. And then you have garbage trucks, white cells. You have police cars. You have ambulances. Well, you have cells for all of those things. And first, some cells come in there and starts gobbling up the junk, getting rid of them. Those are the garbage truck cells. And then after they gobble up all that stuff, then there's some cells called fibroblasts that comes in and starts making new roads and new cells and and new tendons and try start fixing things up. And then after that, then you have the other cells that come in and then fine-tunes everything. And if that inflammation, if that swollen ankle is better in a week's time frame, then that was what you call good inflammation. acute inflammation. If it takes 2-3 months and you still swollen ankle, then that's chronic inflammation, and that's bad for you because it means that your body is destroying things that shouldn't be destroyed, and your ankle will never work the same. So in your body, you have acute inflammation. That's what you get in short-term inflammation. And then you have chronic inflammation, which goes on and on and on. So we all have inflammation from the chemical reaction. The key is getting rid of it before it becomes a problem. So now 80% of all the toxins in your body is stored in your fat cells. Your fat cells love the toxins, and your fat cells are greedy. And so when you get very toxic, your fat cells get fat. Your fat cells get fat. That means your fat cells grow in size, and because of that, you gain inches. And because the body tries to dilute the toxin, the body retains water, so not only do you gain inches, you gain weight. That's when your body is toxic. When you do something called a phase 2 detox, that like Isagenix phase 2 detox, we force the fat cells to give up the toxins. And when the fat cells do that, the fat cells shrink in size, so you lose inches. And then because you have lost some of the toxins in your body, you lose water, so you lose weight. So when you do a phase 2 detox, you lose toxins, and your body shrinks, and you lose weight. Now, the toxins then released into the blood, goes to the liver, and then liver now needs to make it water-soluble to get it out of your body. Now, if your liver can handle the toxic load, that is fantastic. The liver gets it out of your body, and everything is perfect. But if your liver cannot handle the toxins, then the toxins go back into the blood vessels, goes back to the fat cells, where the fat cells gobble it up again, and now the fat cells become activated. So now, not only do the fat cells get big again, they secrete an enzyme called obesogen, which then makes more fat cells. So you've made the situation worse. Now, why is that important? Well, that's important because when you do liposuction, you have to be very careful how you do it. If you use a laser, then you're just bursting the fat cells and all the toxins are being released into your body. And there's a good chance that all the toxins, when they go to the liver won't be able to handle it, and then you'll get sick. And then the toxin will go back into the bloodstream, back to the fat cells, where fat cells are now going to gobble up their toxins and make more fat cells. So you'll get sick and you'll get more toxins. That's what happens when you get liposuction using a laser. Before we go on, let me just let you know, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. Now, the phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about detoxification and liposuction. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. GrowYoungerAgain.com. It's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other books outlets. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. So we were talking about detoxification and liposuction. We went over about detox, what it is removing harmful substances from your body. And then we went through a little bit about liposuction. There are lots of different ways to do liposuction. And one of the popular ways right now is to use the lasers. And we just explained that when you use laser, you just release all the toxin from the fat cells back into your body where they can go to the liver. And if your liver cannot handle it, which is a good possibility, then your body become even more toxic and you can get very ill from it. Now, what we do in our office is something called pure lipo. And with pure lipo, we do not use any laser. It's done manually through a small incision, and your body is sculpted section by section by myself. And that way we can actually give you the figure that you want. But the most important part of pure liposuction is that we actually remove the fat cells from your body. And we remove the fat cells in total. So the fat cells come out unbroken with all the toxins in it. And that's one of the best ways to remove toxins from your body, is to actually remove the fat cells. People always say, well, what if I gain weight later? Well, if we remove the fat cells and you gain weight, you're still going to gain weight wherever your fat cells are. But because the areas that we sculpt have less fat cells, it will show less increase in size than the other areas of your body. Now, what is pure lipo? Pure lipo is done where you inject something called tumescent fluid, which is saline with some numbing medicine in it, lidocaine in it, and bicarb and a few other things to make the fluid numb your inside. So we inject it into the fat, it percolates in there and numbs all your fat tissue. And then once that we leave it in for about 30 minutes, and that's enough time for it to numb your fat area. And then we go in with a cannula and we remove the fat cells. Now, once we remove the fat cells, we call it gold, because that fat cell can now be used to be put into other places. We can take the fat cell, we can put it into your face to give your face volume instead of radius or Juvederm. We can put it into your lips if you need. We can put it into your buttocks. We can put it wherever we need to give you volume. Number one. Number two, we can then take the fat cells and we can spin it down and wash it and treat it and extract the stem cells from it. Fat cells are rich in stem cells. So we can extract the stem cells from the fat cells, and now we can put the stem cells in your face along with PRP, as in a vampire facelift. We can put the stem cells in your knees for joint problems, in your muscle, in your back, in any part of your body that you need stem cells. We can put it in your vaginal area, as we can do with an O shot, or we can do it in the penis as in the Piper shot or as in the Gaines enhancement. We can use the PRP. We can inject it anywhere in your body that needs improvement, because the bottom line is stem cells is your body's reparative portion. And every organ in your body has stem cells. Your bone has stem cells, your fat, your skin, your teeth, your hair, and the stem cells in these organs' job is to repair things and keep things young and healthy. As you grow older, these stem cells get older, and therefore they don't function as well, plus there's not as much, so therefore you lose stem cells. Now, so when we do the liposuction, once we take the fat out, we can spin it down and get stem cells from it. We can then combine the stem cells with PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, we get from your blood. We take the healing portion of the blood, and we combine that with the fat cells, with the stem cells, and now we can inject it wherever we want. We can also add things like ozone, which also can help with your knees or your elbows, your shoulders, your back, wherever we put it in your face helps rejuvenate the area even more. That's like when you use ozone with PRP and stem cells, it's like giving them a superfood because ozone is just high-dose oxygen. Just like you would if you went to a hyperbaric chamber, you would go there because your body needs high-dose oxygen to heal wounds and stuff like that. Well, when we give you ozone included in the PRP and the stem cells, it makes it works better and it helps you heal quicker. So if your doctor says that you need to get a knee replacement or you need surgery in your shoulder, getting PRP in your shoulder or your knee, or if you're older, PRP plus stem cells or PRP plus stem cell plus ozone all improves the situation. So in pure lipo, we then go in with a cannula and we remove the fat cells in total so that there's no toxins left in your body. So your liver don't have to handle a toxic load because the toxins are removed straight out of your body. And because of that, there's very minimal downtime. You don't feel sick. You don't need any pain medication when the procedure is done. And within a week or two, you will be down a few sizes in your dress or your clothes, and your body will be sculpted, and you'll be looking a lot better because we took out the fat cells as opposed to doing the other procedure where you use laser. Now, and, you know, liposuction can be done so many different ways, but when you do it with lasers and you remove leaves the toxin in your body, you're still swollen for a lot longer, and you don't feel well for a lot longer. But with pure lipo, your recovery is quicker. You feel better and you just shrink up and you look great right off the bat. So detoxing is very important for your body, but pure liposuction is one of the best ways to detox your body. So what are the ways you can detox your body? Well, you know, we talked about, the normal detox that we talk about, which is like showering, like doing colon cleanse. Those kinds of detox are great, but they still do not take the majority of the toxins out of your body, which are stored in fat cells. That's the key. 80% of all your toxins in your body are stored in fat cells. And if you don't do a phase 2 detox to remove the toxins from the fat cells, or you don't do liposuction to actually remove the toxins, remove the fat cells from your body, you're not doing the best you can for your body. You know, I love isogenics detox because not everyone wants to have fat removed. Not everyone has enough fat to remove. With isogenics detox, it helps because you can actually add the cleanse to a super dense shake every day, and what you'd find that every month you're going to lose a few pounds, your clothes will fit better, and you can have a regular meal at the end of the day and never gain any weight, maintain your weight, and feel fantastic. Of course, if you put some exercise to it and you slept well and you had a better evening meal, you will do even better and you would build muscle and you lose fat, because at the end of the day, you want to increase your energy and decrease your toxins. What better way to increase your energy than to give yourself a super dense shake with lots of raw materials, lots of nutrients, and then add a detox to it, which then cleanse your body. So you get all the nutrients in the world and cleanse your body at the same time. And that's the reason why when we do our pure body liposuction, we always put our patients on an isogenic cleanse after, and the results, it becomes double. It's like taking one procedure and make it into a lot more powerful by doing that. And then on top of that, then we do synergy deep tissue massages on it. You get 10 deep tissue massages, one a week. And what you find is that your whole body starts shrinking and you start feeling fantastic and you love the way you go. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You will listen to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, iTunes, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com, where you'll get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. And you can call me, and you can also see us at the web at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, feel29.com. And by the way, we do have a ton of before and after pictures on the website if you're interested in it. I just want to remind you all that life is about energy. Energy minus toxins gives you an optimal body and optimal health. Thank you all very much. You all have a great evening, and I will talk to you all next week.